Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Ukraine's military has accused Russia of launching an intercontinental missile in an attack on the city of Dnipro. Let's go live to Ukraine and Joseph Lindsley. Joe, what is the latest at this hour?
Hey, Bob. Well, good afternoon from Kyiv. There's a lot happening. Some things are clear. Some things are not clear. In fact, just about 2 minutes ago, the air raid alarms began to sound here in Kyiv and throughout all of Ukraine. And the alert I just received, as we have reports, that missiles have once again been launched toward that city of Dnipro, that city that was hit this morning. And on one of the trusted channels I follow, it says that the missile that has been reported to be on the way to Dnipro now is likely the same as the one that hit Dnipro at about 5:30 this morning. And now, when it comes to that missile, there's some crazy things moving around. So we know, as we spoke about yesterday, the American embassy announced yesterday that it was shutting down due to some kind of clear and present danger that they sensed or they were worried about. The rest of Kyiv and the rest of Ukraine sort of stayed open. The American embassy did reopen much later in the day. But indeed, there was something unusual happened early this morning. We had the reports. They're sort of the usual sort of fortnightly Russian attacks seemed to be being prepared. Many Russian bombers had taken off from the key air bases, and they were flying toward the Caspian Sea within Russia, which is a common launch point to attack Ukraine. And then everyone was expecting major attacks and missiles throughout the country, including here in Kyiv, and that didn't happen. It seems that the city of Dnipro was the major focus of this attack this morning, and the reports, on all different sides seem to indicate that it was an intercontinental ballistic missile, which, if that is the case, it would be the first time ICBM has ever been used in warfare. Those are created to carry nuclear warheads. They've been tested a lot, but they've never actually been used on a civilian city in history. And so this would be it would be an extraordinary thing, although, of course, it was not. If that is what it was, it did not have a nuclear warhead on it. But it was whatever hit Dnipro was armed also with sort of side rockets. So there was a main rocket that falls and then other rockets that fell in succession during that process. And so pretty significant hit. But, it's not, I think for Ukrainians, it's not, they've been through a sort of much worse missile attacks these past 2.5 years. And so it's nothing sort of as a big surprise. I think people here are seeing it as, obvious Russian fear mongering. And we see that that works. In the dramatic headlines on Drudge Report and everything else, it says, this is clear Russian retaliation for that permission for Ukraine to hit Russian soil. Two clarifications there. One, I continue to see in pretty much every single media report that Ukraine is making strikes deep into Russia. It's 100% not true. Ukraine is only making strikes into the Russian regions that are close to Ukraine, especially that Kursk region, on whose soil Ukrainians have been since August. So these strikes the Ukrainians have made into Russia using the British missiles and American missiles are not deep into Russia. They're very shallow into Russia, is a key thing to note. But that story seems to be sort of completely lost. And Russia seems to be almost delighting in the fact that they can make the world very afraid. There was a bizarre press conference from Moscow today. The Kremlin spokeslady, while she was starting to speak, she took a call on her cell phone. And I think it was pretty bad acting. You could hear magically, you could perfectly hear the voice that was calling her on the cell phone. So, it was intended to be heard. Hmm. And it was someone from the Kremlin saying, hey, please don't mention the intercontinental ballistic missile in the press conference today, because great acting. Yeah.
Wow.
Because the Americans are mentioning it for us. Just a couple things to note, though, Bob, because, for example, there were videos circulating on Twitter earlier today that seemed to be what would certainly look like an ICBM hit upon the city of Dnipro. And then those videos are gone. And so we don't know if that was being pushed out by Russian propaganda, and then Ukrainians sort of started to share it and then realized that was that these were not accurate. There's a lot we don't know about all that. But I think the main thing is, oh, and the other thing we have to mention, it's snowing today here in Kyiv, so people are, you know, bracing for a difficult winter. There are power cuts throughout the country, even in the far west in Lviv. So everyone's really prepared for it. But you know, maybe we'll know in a few minutes, you know, what's happening to the city of Dnipro right now. But I would say that there's a lot of questions to be asked. And I think, again, the impression from the Ukrainians is and from American experts who are, you know, on the side of Ukraine, is that this is, you know, Russian fear mongering, you know, the idea of an intercontinental ballistic missile, which, you know, is enough to send some shivers to people around the world.
Yeah, why now this missile attack? Obviously, Putin, as we've talked about, is looking forward, we think, to President-elect Trump taking office and then dealing with him. So why now? Are they trying to warn or send a message to the West?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, this is, you know, people who've analyzed, I've been reading up a lot of people who've analyzed the psychology of Putin and sort of the tactics of the KGB. You know, this is not anything new, really. I mean, think about, it was when Russians, probably the most recent biggest attack on Kyiv City, the most devastating attack was on July 8th, where they sent so many missiles to Kyiv that they overwhelmed the air defense, and they hit that the main cancer, kids cancer hospital here in Kyiv. That was on the eve of the NATO summit. And it seems that, you know, Russia, you know, as they look at Western behavior and how the media, you know, responds to things and how politicians respond, it's almost like they're playing with everyone. And they say, you know, oh, on the eve of the NATO summit, we'll do one of our most atrocious attacks, you know, hoping that will actually, rather than inspire people to stand up to Russia, make them more and more afraid of Russia. Mm-hmm. And so I think that, you know, and even if you look at, like, today's attack on Dnipro, there's no sense that it was, you know, it sounds scary, but compared to other attacks, it's certainly not the most destructive attack upon Ukraine, but it's enough to get the negative headlines. And so I think, you know, Putin's trying to test and see, you know, how are people responding at Mar-a-Lago to this? And can he make the world more afraid of his continued nuclear threats?
Yeah. After talking to you, Joseph, I'm thinking about the old George Carlin bit where he's the hippy dippy weatherman, and he says there's a line of thunderstorms moving in, but don't sweat it because our radar is also picking up ICBMs headed this way. So, I mean, you have to laugh. You have to laugh a little bit.
We sometimes I find myself, like, without even thinking, like, going to the weather app on my phone to check the missile forecast, and then realizing that, you know, you can't always get that info. And there was an American Ukrainian couple here yesterday, and they said they were joking. They bought some nice wine yesterday and said that last night was their, you know, 1,001st Last Supper.
Wow.
You know, 'cause everyone keeps saying this is going to be the end, but it's not, and people keep going. So.
Yeah. All of a sudden, this snowstorm we're watching on our radar here doesn't seem so important. Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Until tomorrow.